I'm Tom Carlson from the base section. I think I mentioned last time he had terrible infection in his hip. He had a hip replacement 18 years ago on the right hip, and it became infected, I think, from after a dental procedure.
Ooh.
And so he became septic. He spiked a fever of 105.
Oh, wow.
And had emergency surgery, put on a respirator.
Oh,
but he has bounced back. He's off the respirator. The fever is gone. He's still on IV antibiotics. Still in the ICU. Not really up for visitors. He's made some progress. He's at Lenox Hill in the ICU on isolation because he has an MRSA bacteria.
This is what happened to Jerry.
Yeah. So let's hope that Tom doesn't go down that same path. But anyway, he has made some progress.
Can we send cards? Of course, are welcome.
I guess you can
like
say.
Like I said, no visitors at this time.
He's in Lenox Hill on 77th Street.
He can catch something from you, that's why.
What was that?
They don't want visitors because he can catch something from one of us.
Well, he's not up to it.
Just a reminder, you know, we're still, don't forget the forms that we gave you for the mailing list. We still want to build up the mailing list.
Yeah.
What's that?
Hold on.
What is that for?
I'll take them if you have them ready.
What is it?
Redeemer Presbyterian Church. It's West 83rd Street.
What is
it? We have time, and you will get a performance notice exactly in location and
when
in Columbus and Amsterdam.
When
is the barbecue?
November 18th.
The date.
Oh, I thought somebody said barbecue. I said what?
But it's hungry.
Yeah.
Ricky is
November 18th. The nurse is on November 17th. And it's after 3 o'clock for Ricky. It's an open house. However, yeah, this is memorial. It's an open house where we are performing.
3 o'clock.
Because Janet won't be there until 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock.
before that.
Did his family shoot the repertoire yet?
You're a first timer?
They sent us down because we got here.
I know the chairs were blocked off.
I had the wrong place. I knew we were.
I'll let you stay.
November 18th, where is this?
November 18th.
November 18th, where?
I'm just turning around.
Can someone help?
Redeemer Presbyterian.
West 83rd.
West 83rd between Columbus and the city of Stan.
133rd.
83rd.
And
Columbus and Amsterdam.
What's the name of the church?
Columbus.
Right.
And Amsterdam.
Native American.
And what's the name of the church?
Beautiful things about Canada. First Nations. First Nations.
So.
Go.
Yeah, Florida.
Thank you.
No.
Oh, that's nice.
What are you talking about? Talking about Loretta Brown Festival.
Yes.
Several people attend.
I went to.
I did.
November 17th.
Even
as I said before.
I'm sorry.
November 18th is Ricky. December 4th is.
You see him?
Lenny. You see?
December 4th is Met Life.
December 4th is Met Life?
And we usually don't have rehearsal, we go there and sing. We do the same, this is our fourth year.
Okay, yeah.
Do you know what time that is?
Yes, 5:00. Same time as chorus rehearsal. So that's fine.
She came December.
It's a little earlier than chorus rehearsal, guys, but it's on a Monday night. So you should have that Monday night. That's
it. That's when I heard you on the first day.
So she wants to know when we're performing, so we got two things to share.
Okay, awesome. All right, and we have a really awesome big concert in May.
Oh, wait a minute.
There will be auditions on the 16th
next
for your friends. Whoever the people have friends that are going to audition, they have to be here on the 16th. Of this month? The 6th, October 16th.
Monday.
Yeah, Monday.
Monday?
Come at 5?
This Monday.
It's coming Monday.
Audition this Monday. At what time? 5:00.
Okay. Yes, and then it's the same audition process, okay? Meaning that they will come with a prepared song that he or she will sing a cappella, and then I will vocalize it up and down. And then they will stay for the rehearsal. So make sure that you tell your friends that your friends are coming in. They're going to be staying throughout the entire rehearsal. Okay? Got it? Oh, how's it all? Oh, she's doing much better. I mean, she still has a very long road ahead. But I was there this past weekend again, so I've been there every weekend since September 15th, and then of course that week that I was there. So I've gotten to, you know, see the progression, because there has been a progression, which is great. But she still has a long run ahead of her. So she's been staying at my aunt's house, her sister's house. house, just so that, you know, she's not alone. I mean, even though my older brother lives there, still just to have someone to be around during the day. But now my aunt's in the hospital.
Oh, no.
I know. It's just, it is something else in Northern Kentucky right now. So, anyway, so my mom's probably going to be going back to her house by the end of the week. And luckily, I finally got a hold of that medical alert. I've been playing phone tag with this company for literally 3 weeks, and finally today I was able to talk to someone and get that order for her. So she'll be back in her house and she'll have that. So, and she has another procedure next Friday where she'll get the stent out and then a different tray, and they hope that would be temporary. So just keep her, you know, keep the positive thoughts and as we pray, and thank you so much for all the cards and giving them to her when I see her. So, she has an awesome attitude. That's the number one thing. I mean, my mom's one of the probably nicest people in the world, so, you know, she's got that going for her anyway, but she's just she's a very positive person. So, that's working well for her. So, and she was a nurse for 39 years, so she knows what she has to do. You know, she does what they tell her to do, so, anyway.